Thank you, everybody, again, for being on the call. Candace, are you there?
I am here.
Okay. I am going to go ahead and step off, if you don't mind, and if you could help people kind of relate what they're doing in response to all this COVID stuff and confusion that's going on around the world. So thank you all very much. And stay safe and wash your hands. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. So I think that we were just going to have a general discussion from everybody in the different regions, or anybody can just kind of, you know, feel free to offer how you all have been responding to COVID, you know, maybe some different kind of ways of, you know, being able to reach our clients and our consumers, and kind of out of the box, or just personally how people have been doing, how you've been taking care of your staff as well, I think would be important if anybody has anything to share there. I don't know if we just, if somebody wants to just start, or we could go by each region and just kind of offer some feedback. Does anybody want to, anybody had some real success with responses to COVID that they want to share? Nobody? Well, I think I'll jump in and just kind of get started. I think that initially, and I don't know where, you know, it would help too with, I know, what is the situation in region one as far as the number of cases that are being reported? Do we still have anybody on from region one?
I'm still here. This is Jeannie.
We
hear every day that our numbers are rising.
Okay. Are you all considered a hot spot, so to speak, at this point?
I don't think
county?
So. I don't think so.
Okay. Well, you know, in Knox County and surrounding counties, and a lot of, I think, what includes in Region 2, we are considered a hot spot, and we've had the CDC here, I think, meeting with the health department and area hospitals in anticipation of maybe having to go back to, I think initially when this started, there was some plans on, Jan, wasn't it that, Jan, are you still on, Kegel?
Yes, I am.
I think it was at the Expo Center or something, you know, to kind of with overflow of beds in the region, but we are considered a hot spot, and it just keeps growing day to day. I will tell you, and I don't know what other clinics have done, but as far as the clinics go, we have opened the ability. We're still doing telehealth, and I believe, I'm not sure exactly how long that's been approved. Does anybody know on the state how long that's been approved to do telehealth moving forward? What's the last date on that from 10 Care?
Hey, so this is Kurt.
Yeah.
I don't know what 10 Care has authorized, and a lot of it has to do with the individual payers and not an executive order around telehealth. I do know that the governor has extended the executive order for master's level therapists to do telehealth until August 30th.
To August is what I thought. I thought it had gone into August, which is all very helpful because I think that it's just, you know, now, like I said, we have opened our clinics to start receiving people again face-to-face if they choose to do so, or we can do telehealth if that's available to them. And, you know, we've just done, you know, if anything, it's just phone calls and just trying to meet people where they are. I think Jan's criminal justice liaisons, Jan, you all have gone back into the jails, correct?
We have, but we have since pulled ourselves back out because of people in the community and in the criminal justice system testing positive for COVID.
Right. Right. So I think
so
you did what a lot of people did. They tried it out, and then we're trying to pull back a little bit because this area is just it's spreading like wildfire. I know of three people yesterday that were tested as positive, and that's just me. So it's kind of rough around here, and I know it is in Nashville as well. So we're just kind of playing it by ear. I think it's hard on the staff. I think, you know, we're trying to pay as much attention to the staff equally as the clients because you've got to take care of them in order to take care of the clients. That's a domino effect. So it's been beyond challenging. And I hate to say this, but from all indications, it may not get any better anytime soon. So we're still trying to prepare for that. But how about Nashville? I know that's a real difficult place as well.
Well, I can tell you about Memphis, Region 7. I work for Methodist Lebanon Healthcare. We're the largest healthcare system in the region. And we have had a huge uptick in hospitalizations, ICU, patients on ventilators. Yesterday in Memphis and Shelby County, we had the highest positive rate of 700 positives yesterday, just in one day. However, that was likely due to a backlog with some of the labs around. So I can tell you, in our five hospitals, our five adult hospitals, we have right now about 130 COVID patients in ICU. Some of those are on ventilators. So we're kind of a hot spot at the moment, and things are just really upticking. And so, that's what we're dealing with down here.
Hey, Candace?
Yes.
It's Kirby. Debbie Loudermilk in Region 3 posted something in the chat, so I'm going to read it to you. Something's going on with her speakers and microphone, so I'm going to read this to you, if that's okay.
Okay.
I know. So WebEx is just being a nightmare lately. I think, like, even according to the news, I think, you know, Hamilton County, specifically Chattanooga area, is becoming almost like another hot spot along with Nashville and Memphis. So she wrote, CADIS continues to operate with increased infection control protocols for clients and staff. They screen and test all incoming clients and have gone virtual for all intensive outpatient groups. CADIS has had several internal projects where they offer different supports for staff, free lunches from their cafeteria, and other small incentives and thank yous for staff. They also applied for and received a grant to enhance telehealth platforms. However, many of the items are on back order, so now everything is kind of on hold. And PPE continues to be a challenge, but they're in better shape now. They're better shape now than before, as TEMA and FEMA have been very helpful. So it seems like they're doing the best that they can down there in Hamilton County with regards as to what's going on.
It's challenging all the way around. We have, of course, people that are working in crisis. We're still seeing people in coming to the crisis stabilization units. I think most of those are still up and running. Mobile crisis, I think, is still more or less doing telehealth. We also have our jail diversion program, so we're still seeing people there that are coming in from the streets. And so, again, we are, doing our COVID screenings, and we have also gone to mass with both clients and staff in any facility. Knox County is on a mandate right now for a mask, and I'm not sure about other counties. I think they are slow. If not, they're slowly getting there. So we have those things in place. It's just, It's very challenging. I keep saying that word, but I don't know what other word to use. So it would be PC at this point. So does anybody else have anything to add or share that would help the group?
This is Jan in Region 2. I was wondering if anybody has gotten the FEMA crisis call grant across the state. How that's working.
Because
Richie recently, we're going to roll it out, I think, next week. But it's the COVID crisis money funneled through FEMA that's being in the state, I believe.
Okay.
And I didn't know if other regions had that as well.
Anybody? Does it sound familiar?
Avis or Kirby?
This is Kim from Pathways in Region 6, and we're rolling that out as well next week.
Okay.
And I believe in Region 6, the other Cary Counseling and Quinco, as well as PCS, all the crisis teams in this area will be rolling that out.
Right. Is the state going to be sending something out on Facebook?
Yes, it will be on their website. It will also be on their Facebook. As soon as everybody obtains their 1-800 numbers and then their Facebook pages, that will be sent to the state's website.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay, any other questions or comments? Okay, Kirby, do you have anything, or Avis?
I just have, this is Kirby, just really the date for next year's meetings. I already have those put together. They're on the agenda. Hold on one second, please pull it up. For 2021, just same time, 10 to 11 Central Time conference call, January 13th, April 14th, July 14th, and October 13th. Those are all next year's meetings. I like to work ahead in case you didn't know.
I see that.
And I got an email, Samantha Slagle, I believe she's on the call from Region 1 as well. This is for attendance purposes. Speaker, I think, wasn't working. Her microphone wasn't working, I believe. And that was it, unless anybody else calls in during the call and we can get you during attendance. Please let us know or email me.
Candace, this is Avis. The only thing I have to add to piggyback off of what Kirby said as far as the dates, if we could get a motion to approve those and accept those dates as a record of the minutes, that'd be great.
This is Jan. I make a motion to accept those dates.
And a second. Anybody?
Second, this is Lincoln Kaufman, Region 7.
Okay, thank you, great.
Thank you.
Candace, I don't have anything to say, but just thank you to everybody for joining the call, obviously, but thanks for all that you're doing. I know this is a difficult time, and it continues to be a difficult time as you work through and navigate through providing excellent services for our individuals that we serve in the community. So thank you to everyone that's doing that. I know it's tough, but we appreciate you.
Thank you, Avis. And if anyone has any thoughts on what they would like presented at the next adult committee meeting, as far as topics go, please let Ginger and Kirby and I know. We'll go from there. Thank you all very much for attending.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.